as today is still the first day when we're saying V'sein Tal Matar here in Israel, so it's always helpful to have just a little bit of a review of the halachas pertaining to V'sein Tal Matar. Firstly, we start saying V'sein Tal Matar on Zayin Mar Cheshvan here in Eretz Yisrael, several weeks before they start saying in Chutz La'aretz. If a person forgets to say V'sein Tal Matar, you always have that transition period where you have to remind yourself. So one would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. However, it depends when you realize that you skipped it. If a person is still in Shmon Esrei and has not yet gone to Shema Koleinu, so he can say V'sein Tal Matar and Shema Koleinu. That's because Shema Koleinu is a general bracha of Bakasha, and we could put in any Bakashas that we want. V'sein Tal Matar, we're asking for rain. That is a Bakasha. It fits very well into Shema Koleinu. You say it right before Kiyat HaShomea, and you save yourself having to repeat Shmon Esrei. If you skip it in Shema Koleinu, but you remember after you finish the bracha, before you start Ritzei, so you can even say right then, before you say Ritzei, you can just say V'sein Tal Matar L'Vracha Al-Pnei Adama, and then you can start Ritzei. After that, so then you have to go back, not to Shema Koleinu, but all the way back to Baruch Aleinu. If you already finished Shmon Esrei, then one would have to repeat the entire Shmon Esrei. What if a person is not sure if you remember to say V'sein Tal Matar? So we assume that habits stick with you for a period of time. So within the first 30 days, one would assume that he said what he's used to saying before. And therefore, if a person is not sure if he said V'sein Tal Matar, so then he would have to repeat Shmon Esrei. One person, you know, should not be overly, you know, a person can be really OCD about these kind of things. So that's not necessary. But if a person has a doubt, so we assume that he did what he's used to doing. There is a possibility that one could theoretically take advantage of, which is to say it again and again, like with Mashiv Ruach. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, you would say, after the Shem Hashem, Baruch Hashem, okay, Ves HaShana, Ves Kol Mnei Svo Asal Tovav V'Sein Tal Matar L'Vracha. So that's what you would say. If you would say that 90 times, so then you would say that would create a new habit, and we would assume, if you're not sure, that you said it the new way. There is a question, does it go by 30 days or 90 times? Because the truth is that in Mashiv Ruach, we say it more than 90 times in 30 days, and in V'sein Tal Matar, we say it less than 90 times in 30 days. Mishnah Berurah says you can be Mekel either way, in either direction. So V'sein Tal Matar, 90 times or 30 days, whichever comes first. Then we would assume that you've established a new habit. What about people who travel back and forth? And the truth is, Talmid Yeshiva. So really, you're B'nai Chutz La'aretz, and you're here in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutz La'aretz don't start saying until December 4th. You know, maybe this should be like a one-day, two-day type thing. So it doesn't go like that. It doesn't matter if you have a shame of Ben Eretz Yisrael or Ben Chutz La'aretz. It depends where you actually are located for that season. So you're here for the season. You're here until after December 4th, so you start saying it like B'nai Eretz Yisrael. But what about people who are just traveling back and forth for a short period of time? Let's say a person comes now from Chutz La'aretz to visit in Eretz Yisrael. They haven't started saying V'sein Tal Matar, but we're already saying V'sein Tal Matar, or vice versa. So there are a range of different opinions about this issue, but I'll just tell you what Shlomo Zalman Orbach paskin la'alacha. So he said that let's say a person's coming from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, the better direction to be traveling. So if it's, let's say, right now, and he's returning before December 4th, so he should do the play it safe option in Eretz Yisrael, which is to say it in Shema Koleinu, and then when he gets back to Chutz La'aretz, then he'll stop saying it, and he'll resume saying it when they say it in Chutz La'aretz. If he's only returning to Chutz La'aretz after December 4th, then when he gets to Eretz Yisrael, he would start saying it as per usual in Baruch Aleinu. In traveling in the other direction, from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, so he says, if you left already earlier this week, before we started saying it here, and you're coming back next week, so let's say you left before Zayin Mar Cheshvan, you're coming back after, so start saying it on Zayin Mar Cheshvan and Shema Koleinu in the play it safe option, because you're Yotzei either way, whether you have to say it or not, and then when you get back to Eretz Yisrael, start saying it as per usual in Baruch Aleinu. But if you already started saying it, and you're going now, after Zayin Mar Cheshvan to Chutz La'aretz, and you're coming back before they start saying it. So he says, once you start saying it in Baruch Aleinu, you continue to say it in Baruch Aleinu, even when you're in Chutz La'aretz. Obviously, if a person is a Shliach Tzibur, then he has to say, as per the as per the, whatever the tzibur is saying in that particular location. Have a great day. And a reminder again, the chairs, the svarim, and the breakfast.